Robin Gibb will be remembered for his incredibly distinctive voice and lyrics that defined the disco era. His death followed months of ill health. He was diagnosed with colon cancer in 2010, and it soon spread to his liver. And at the premiere of his last work, A Titanic Requiem, his son Robin John confirmed his father had pneumonia.
And of course, these are all the periphery problems that occur when you have an illness like that. It's not always the cancer that will get you, you know, and he has to always be treated and always keep good scrutiny on his health.
Music had been Robin's life, and he enjoyed a career spanning six decades, along with his brothers Morris and Barry. The Bee Gees sold over 200 million records. Broadcaster and friend Mike Reed believes they had a catalogue rivalled only by the likes of Lennon and McCartney.
Really, when you think they've spanned all the decades they have, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, and still going. And they've been able to come up with different types of music.
But for all of their fame and fortune, Robin said their family was cursed, losing two brothers at a young age. Speaking in 2009, Robin and Barry explained how difficult it had been to continue after the loss of their brother, Morris.
We had a lot of emotional things to deal with when Morris died. Because we lost him unexpectedly, because he'd never been ill, he was out of the blue. We couldn't control that. And having lost Andy as well when he was 30, it was just sort of knocked us a bit off track. It's very hard just to pick up the pieces after something like that.
Just find yourself thrashing about and trying to find a centre.
And it's the band of brothers that Robin will be remembered for most, and his unique voice will continue to be a major part of that remarkable musical legacy.